The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Time is Daf Yud Beis. If you look through the Gemara Daf Yud Beis, you'll see that there's a lot of kashas to ask on the sugya. We're just going to start off with a couple shverkat in the sugya and try to say mahalach or two to explain various halachas, various inyonim that come up throughout the daf. More says clearly that when a person wants to be mekabel tainus, there's a way to be mekabel tainus. You can't just get up and fast. There's a whole shulchan aruch. You have to go the day before machloikis. If it's in mincha, the corner to Shmuel, or at least bismana mincha at the end of the day, lefi rav, and you need a kabbali. You have to say harini betainus lamocher. We'll see maybe other rishonim. The other rishonim say how the kabbalah tainus works. And Bechlau, what do we need this Kabbalah's tainus for? It would sound like the tainus is a nether, and a person has to mekabel on upon himself a nether. Like anything that a person is going to be neuder, he has to accept it upon himself beforehand. Gemara says one of the prot and one of the details in Kabbalah's tainus called tainus shalashakol of chama in the tainus. If the tainus was not accepted before the end of the day, it's not a tainus, and if a tainus doesn't go until the end of the day, it's not a tainus. And why is that? L'chayra, in Hilchos Nedarim, a person can ask for himself on anything. There's a whole Masech Nedarim, a person can ask for Achila, he can ask for Hanas Achila, he can ask for only this type of food, only that type of food. Why is it that when it comes to tainus, we have such rigid guidelines of how to be mekabel and when to be mekabel? L'chayra, in any nether, person can be mefarat and custom tailor a nether to the exact Kabbalah, to the exact halachas that he wants to place upon himself. Furthermore, we have a halacha. Gemara says, an omer beis loy vadim tainus uparei. A person who's mekabel a nether, mekabel a tainus, can go ahead. It's too hard for him to fast today. He could pay back. Poskim say that somebody who's mekabel on himself a nether, and was in the heat of the summer and long days and hard to fast, he could be loyve. He could borrow against that tainus and pay back somewhere in the middle of December in Teves time, where the days are shorter and it's easier tainus and it's cooler, and he's exchanging a 16-hour tainus for an 8-9-hour tainus. How could that be? Near a loymar. It's Mavur and Achronim, different Achronim say it in different ways, that a tainus is not just a nether. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. Rather, a person is being mekabel on himself with a tainus, a cheftza that's called a cheftza of tainus. This cheftza of tainus comes with its own shulchan aruch, with its own rules, and all the pratim that are Mavur and our sugya. Halacha in tainus is that it is a kabbalah mibayd yoyim in Shmoneh Esrei in davening lefi Shmuel, not in davening just mibayd yoyim according to Rav. And fakert, if he wasn't mekabel the tainus mibayd yoyim, then legabe hoches tainus is kemefu chamal ezikah. His bell is full of air. He didn't do anything because this chefs of tainus has rules. The halacha is that the tainus is shalosh akol of chamal av tainus. So if he doesn't make it till the end of the day, it's not a tainus. And in the same vein, this cheftz of tainus has in it the halacha of yochel lovas v'lefraya. You can borrow you against it and you can pay it back. Now, if we say this yisoid, we can answer up a myriadic shverakash. The halacha is that yom kippurim is a tainus deiraisa. Tainus isu deiraisa, chiyuv karas to eat and to drink. Person who's not feeling well on Yom Kippurim, so we tell him go lie down, we tell him don't come to shul, take it easy. It's better to spend the whole Yom Kippurim in bed, not come to shul, not daven betzibur, not daven at all, but you won't have to break your fast, you won't have to eat. And Yom Kippurim is a tainus deraisa. Somebody, however, is a chayla sheish for a sakana, it's taka dangerous, he's unable to fast, then the Torah says v'chai bahem. And we can override the tainus of Yom Kippurim and allow this person to go and eat and drink and Yom Kippurim. Other Taniyas the Rabbanan, person who's sick, doesn't have to be Chodesh Yesh Vasakona, doesn't have to be mamish, that it's a danger to his life, it's a danger to his health for him to fast today, and therefore we tell him to eat. Uvrus menikos, we're making on shar tanias. Now, if a tanias yochid would be a regular neder, then it should have the full chaymer of Yom Kippurim. It's an issur d'oraisa to eat. It's an issur d'oraisa to drink. He was mekabel on himself not to eat. Lo yachol dvar, it's a d'oraisa. And you can't go against the d'oraisa just because the guy's not feeling well, because of uvrus menikos and smaller mechushin. Rather, unless he's a mamash achayli sheish b'sakana, we should not allow a person to eat on a tainus yochid that is mekabel on himself. And we find that's not the halacha. We find the halacha that somebody who's mekabel tainus yochid is not feeling well, we allow him to eat. The teretz is hogufa. A kabbalah's tainus is not a nether of I won't eat. It's not a nether that koyna machila alai, I ask for the food on me, or a shvua, I will not eat. It's not what a tainus is at all. Tainus, the person was mekabel on himself, this package, this chefza called tainus. Therefore, we have to look in the halachas of tainus. In the halachas of tainus yochid, it says that a chayla shein bo sakana, who's not feeling well and is bothering him and it's hard for him, is allowed to break his fast. So even though he got himself into this package of tainus with a nether and a dorma deraisis, and we should say that he's not allowed to eat because it's a deraisa, but it's not true. Because the Kabbalah that is in the Kabbalah himself has it at this kula that a chayla shein bo sakana is allowed to eat. So almost like we find, the Gemara says by Nazir. Nazir is mekabel on himself, Nazirus. So he has rules. He doesn't have to say every prat to prat of the Nazirus in his Kabbalah. He says, I'm any Nazir. The Torah says, you Nazir, you're not allowed to cut your hair. You Nazir, you're not allowed to drink wine. You Nazir, you're not allowed to be metama lemesim. And for carrots, you can't play around with the rules and the guidelines of a nozer. Harini nozer mena gregorus, the Gemara says in nozer. Somebody tries to make himself a nozer, he's not going to eat figs. Nazirus is not chal. That's not Nazirus. Nazirus is the guidelines that Torah gave, only the guidelines that Torah gave. And similarly, that's what tainus is. It's following the guidelines that the Torah said for this Kabbalah, for this Issa. See this, we can explain the Gemara. Top of Amud Beis, the Gemara says, if a yochid was mekabel a tainus on himself, do we have to be choshish that he was mekabel on himself a tainus tzibur, or do we say no, he was mekabel on himself only a tainus yochid? Shad is that Gemara is telling us there are two packages in tainus. This halacha of tainus, that a tainus, when you're mekabel the tainus, you're mekabel on yourself the package. Gemara is telling us there's two packages, there's two types of tanias that a person is able to mekabel on himself. He can mekabel on himself the package of tanias yochid that doesn't include the isra of nilus asandal. He can mekabel on himself the package of tanias tibur, which includes it in nilus asandal, and with the other rishonim, even that the tanias should start at night and should have the other renuim as well. It's totally in the machlokes. But pshat is that the Gemara is telling us that there is different packages in tanias, and those are the guidelines that he will have to follow with his kabbalah. It's a tesis at the bottom of Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Isra Malacha by a tainus tzibur. And the Gemara says that the Isra Malacha is only by day and not by night. And we learn it out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says three things. Katrutzoim, Kiru Atzara, and Isu Zikne Om. And the Gemara says that the only time that there's a Kiru Atzara, that you have to call out an Atzara holding back from doing Malacha, is at a time of the Isu Zikne Om, when the tzibur is called together, which is only by Yoyim, the Zman of Tefillah. This mind of Kriyas HaTorah, this mind of being Oisik B'mila D'mosa, of looking in to the Averis of people and trying to misaken them, that's all by day. And so too the Gemara says that Isser Malacha as well is only by day. Taisus asks, so great, if that's the case, we should be allowed to eat at night as well, because they see the whole Tainus only starts by day. Taisus answers, no, because it doesn't say the Isser Achila clearly in the Pasuk. Now if the word Tzayim meant just the Isra Achila, the not eating, then what do you mean it doesn't say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Katsu Tzayim Kiru Atzara Isu Zikniyam. It says clearly the word Tzayim. Well, if you were saying it's very good. Tzayim doesn't mean the simple mania, the holding back from eating and from drinking. That's not a Tzayim, that's the practical ramifications of the Chefts of a Tainus. But the Pasuk is saying, Katsu Tzayim, be mekabel on yourselves, the Tzimur should go ahead and call together a Tzayim, this Chefts of a Tainus. And therefore, the Pasuk doesn't mention clearly the Isra Achila, and therefore we can't say that the Isra Achila is limited only to the day, to the Zman of Kiru Atzara and Isu Zikne'am. Rather, the Isra Achila by Tainus Tzibur begins all the way at the beginning of the day by those later taniyos, the isra achila begins. Gemara is mavor that somebody was noyder a tainus after the chazal were already masakin Megillas tainus, so that neder of his cannot push away the yom tov of Megillas tainus, and for karet he is not allowed to fast. Chayri can ask him a yudik kasha. We know chachamim are oikrim davar menat tayru b'shei bal tasa. Chazal could tell you that the Migdor Milsa, for whatever reason, Chashash, Shema Yavirenu, Daladamas, Bershus Haramin, don't lay Megillah on Shabbos and Purim Shechalayas B'Shabbos. Don't shake Lulav on Shabbos of Sukkot Shechalayas B'Shabbos. Don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shema Yavirenu, maybe he won't know how to blow Shofar, and he'll pick up a Shofar, and he'll run to the Baki to ask the Baki how to blow Shofar, and he'll end up doing the Malacha of Hitzah, he'll be over the Isra of Hitzah on Shabbos. V'chaheinu, many drashas of Chazal that are oikra dover, menat oikra b'shei bal tasa. How could Chazal overtell this person who's mekabel on himself a neder? He was mekabel on himself a tainus. How could we tell him, go ahead and eat on your tainus because we made a yomtov from a gilas tainus? Because we have a toikim tamida the Gemara talks about. This is the day that we established the korban tamid. We shlugged up to tzedukim. This is the day we shlugged up to tzedukim about shvuas. We shlugged up to tzedukim about this, about that. So we made a yomtov. And we tell you that you're not allowed to fast? In effect, Chazal is saying, go ahead and eat. How could Chazal say, go ahead, bekumba, say, be over on your nether, and eat out of tightness? It's not a sheval tas, it's a kumba, say. Chazal don't do that. But you were saying it's very good. One of the gedarim, one of the tnoim in Hilchos tightness, is that a tightness is not chal to push away even a yom tov d'rabbanan. Again, the nether of a tainus doesn't mean loyachol dvaray to eat. It means loyachol dvaray to violate the klolim and the rules of this package called tainus. So if Chazal tell us, Chazal put a clause into the package of tainus, that tainus is not chal to go against a yom tov drabanan, that tainus is not chal to break one of the yom tovim in Megillas tainus, then the nether of his tainus never included the yom of Megillas tainus, and therefore he may eat. In the ninth parak of Nedarim, the Gemara says, "Person la'adam mechvay Shabbos v'chvay yom tov." Person made a neder that, let's say, l'marshal, he's not going to eat meat. We tell him, "Do you realize that it's not going to be covered Shabbos? It's not going to be covered yom tov if you sit down by the yom tov table with the bread and water, and everybody else is enjoying their yom tov meal?" And with that, we can matter his neder. What then? If a person was noyder not to eat on Shabbos, not to eat on Yom Tov, then we could be paisich, we could be matter that nether for him with the inyan of Kavod Shabbos. Did you realize the lack of Kavod Shabbos that would come from it? If you would have thought about the lack of Kavod Shabbos, would you have been noyder? He says, no, I wouldn't. And we could be matter it for him. The Ravid, Perugimum Hilchos Nedarim Halachatas, writes that this, that Nedarim Archal, Lavar, Alusha Tayr, the Nedarim would be chal. When a person says that he's not going to eat, he makes a neder, and he would be mechuyiv to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov until we're paseach, until we're matir his neder for him, says the Ravid, that's only when he answered hanoah sachila on himself with a koinum. He said, I answer food on myself, I answer the hanoah of eating on myself. That's the case, says the Ravid. Then we could be matter the neder for him. However, the Ravid says, if I was just mekabel of tainus on myself, I said hareini b'tainus on every erev Rosh Chodesh, and now Rosh Chodesh comes out on Sunday, and Shabbos Kodesh is erev Rosh Chodesh. So now, all of a sudden, comes out that he's got another tainus for this Shabbos. And that, says the Ravid, he doesn't need a Torah. Why? Because the isra achila of a tainus is not strong enough to be doicha the Shabbos to be doicha the Yom Tov. And l'chayr we can be mazber this Ravid, like what we're saying, that in the package of the chepts of a tainus, that a person is mekabel on himself when he says harein b'tainus l'machar, in that package is that I'm going to keep this tainus or these tainus that I'm mekabel on myself according to the klolim of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. And therefore, if the Torah says that the Karasal HaShabbos Oinig, there's a mitzvah in Shabbos and a mitzvah covered Yom Tif, and therefore it's not covered for Shabbos and Yom Tif to go ahead and fast, then Nichlal in the Neder Tainus is this loophole, this heter, and therefore it doesn't even need to be matir as Neder. Now, we could take this a step further. The Ramban, the Ritval, the Ramukhi Yosef, that Sugi and Adorim in the ninth parak, they all write Pe'echad that the Neder Tainus is not a Neder to begin with. Neder Tainus are not Nedorim. It's a Kabbalah, the Dvar Mitzvah, the Ritval says, and he says it also by us, Dafir Aleph. Tainus, Nidre Tainus are not what the full chaymer of Le'achal Dvarah and the full chaymer of Nidorim. I saw in one of the Rishonim says that the Kabbalah's Tainus, you don't say Harei Nidre Tainus L'mocher. All you have to say is, I was Mekabal a Tainus for tomorrow. Now, I was Mekabal a Tainus for tomorrow isn't even a Loshen Neder. It could be Masber, and the Ritval Dafir Aleph goes with this. Tainus is not really an end unto itself. There's no real reason for a person to hold himself back from achila, from shtiyah, to torture himself, to cause himself pain. That's not what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our rachman. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be easy for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be good for us. This, that a person is makabal himself a tainus, he wants to push down his gufni, his drive to ilum hazeh. He wants to work on more chashuva things. He wants to focus on more important things. To look around, to look a little bit past where he is in the world, and see, focus himself on ruchnius, on kedusha, on helikite, and therefore he'll be mekabel a tainus on himself or asl himself in eating for a day. But the purpose is the tshuva. The purpose is not the tainus. Chazal said that this package of tainus, which is all encompassing package, which really begins with the mitzvah of tshuva, that I want to come closer to Hashem and I want to forget about olam hazeh and start paying attention to the important things of the world. I want to drop the havlei olam hazeh for a few hours and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This package needs a declaration beforehand. The person gets up and says, I am going to be b'tainus l'mocher. I am going to work on myself. I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to come closer to Hashem tomorrow. The not eating and not drinking is really agav. It's only a zaitig part of this whole grand Kabbalah that he was makabal on himself. And says the Ritval, that's why when the person got sick and he wasn't able to be mashal of his tainus, if he wanted to honor the Gemara, he doesn't even have to pay it back. He doesn't have to be labeled parade and pay it back a different time. You did what you wanted to do. You worked on yourself. You brought yourself to a matzav of coming closer to Hashem, of doing tshuva. If it didn't pan out, it didn't work out the maisa that you could be mashal in the tainus, no. But the hiskarvus to Hashem that you were working on, you got. And therefore, says the Ritva, that's pshat in all the coolest shekelu and the tainus. Because the purpose of the tainus isn't necessarily the not eating and not drinking. It's more important that the person focuses mechamed es libel avinu shebashamayim, and that's the ikur te'elos of the tainus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.